The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have our doggies, and we pick our dogs, we thought, randomly. I mean, I go to the pound or the rescue, and I, you know, whatever dog I just feels like he connects or she connects with me, I get. You know, same thing with kitty cats. You know, like my little kitty cat, she wanted to play, and she was reaching for me through the thing. Like, she was calling to me, so I was like, it was kismet. So I grabbed her, and I held her, and I gave her lots of gizzies, and I took her home. You know, so to me, that's how we pick a pet. But sometimes we want a specific dog, and we like, and we are attracted to a specific dog. Maybe it's because we had a dog, and it was like, whoa, like one of our rescue dogs was a shih tzu. And wow, oh my gosh, it was awesome. I mean, the dog was just absolutely awesome. There's a study out now looking at the choice of pet can reveal the type of personality you have. So, like, for example, they're saying Yorkshire Terriers, if you have that and you choose that, you are a happy person. Really? You're happy. They say the typical owner of a Yorkshire Terrier laughs 10 times a day. Really? I'm giggling all the time. I don't have a terrier. All right? They say pug owners tend to be the richest, typically taking home an average salary of over six figures. Okay, now I don't know about that because my grandma had pugs. She wasn't rich by any means. She just loved pugs and she had them. Apparently the study by Flea and Tick Preventative Frontline Spot On looked at the personality traits of dog owners around the UK. It found lab owners. And they said if you are a lab owner, like lab, we have a lab, you're more likely to be single. Now, my husband loves labs. And no, I'm staying married. This is why I think you're single if you like a lab. Okay, labs are great dogs, but they shed, they do real big poo-poo, they bark a lot, so maybe you end up being single because the girlfriend leaves. I don't know. But we love our lab. He is so cuddly. He is so beautiful. So they say people that have labs tend to be more single. So let me see what else they have here. They say of the study of 2,000 dog owners, the lowest paid dog owners were the ones that had Great Danes. That's interesting. Huh. All right, Great Danes. See, I would think Great Danes, I mean, those are huge and expensive. I don't know. Golden Retriever fans appear to be the most intelligent. People with Golden Retrievers were more likely to have a master's degree or a PhD. Now, what about Dalmatians? If you had a Dalmatian, you were more likely to spoil the dog. And you would spend thousands of dollars on toys and treats for the Dalmatian. That's kind of interesting. Okay, so the personality trait. Happiest would be a Yorkshire Terrier. By the way, Simon Cowell, right? American Idol, Simon Cowell, or X Factor, whatever. Yeah, he doesn't seem happy. Well, I mean, on the show, he's always seeming to be grumpy, but I guess he is happy. Yorkshire Terrier. Richest were pugs. Most dedicated in time would be the Chihuahua. Apparently, Chihuahuas demand the most attention from their owners, who spend, I guess, 16 hours a day next to their pet. Even when they sleep. they say, my pet's 16 hours a day. Even if I go to work, I'm not around them that long. Okay, and then let me see. Most dedicated and money Dalmatian, most educated golden retriever, biggest rockers, a bulldog lover. Somebody with a bulldog, I guess, is the highest, is rocker, don't ask. In a relationship from which they're looking to get out would be a bulldog. So, this is very interesting. There's a difference between bulldog and French bulldog. If you like to rock out to music, French bulldog owner, if you think your dog knows what you're thinking, you are more likely to be a French bulldog owner. But if you're in a relationship that you're trying to flee, you have a regular bulldog. If you're happily married, you're going to have a pug. Like I said, if you're single, you're most likely to have a Labrador. And if you own a sports car, you're more likely to have a Dalmatian. Now, it's interesting. You know, a lot of us will be like, okay, why do we care about this? Right? What dogs say about our personality? Because some of you guys use your dog on the dating scene. You'll go and get a dog, and then you'll go out to the park. Because a dog owner seems to be a calling, okay, to women. Women will look at you going, well, wait a second. If you're a dog owner, you are more willing to commit to a relationship. You're more of a family man. You know, I have to admit, when I was dating, I loved the fact that my husband loved dogs. When I would date somebody that's like, no, no cats, no dogs, no, I move around too much. Oh, no way. Not the guy for me. But if you had somebody who had no problem hankering down with a pet and providing for that pet, showing that pet love, protecting that pet, as a single woman, I was like, that's my guy. Now, could my husband have been faking it? Could he have been faking it the whole time, acting like, oh, no, you know, I'm really not. No, because he really does love animals. In fact, he loves animals so much, sometimes he cuddles with the animal more than me. He gets on the ground, he rolls around with the animal, right? You know, does ticklies. And I'm sitting there going, honey, I'm over here. Yeah, nice. Nice. Go watch TV. And he's playing with the dog. But no. So a lot of you guys will be like, okay, wait a second. Okay, well, fine. I'll get a Doberman Pinscher. You may want to hold on with that. You know, and I'm sure there's a study out there going which dogs that you're with will most attract the female. My guess is having the little baby pooch that the woman could come up and go, oh, so cute. That would probably be the dog that would be your biggest in. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Okay. So, Americans show distrust of the medical profession. Really? Americans are less trusting of the medical profession than people in many other countries. Now, of course, to this, I have a resounding bite me, but I understand. I understand. There's been a lot that's gone on that, and also we doctors have been portrayed in not the most glorious light. As Obamacare unfolded, much of us were given the blame as to why Obamacare had to happen. And I, you know, I could only do so much to defend myself and defend others, but I've explained why the situation happened. But still, it's so much easier to blame the doctors than to blame the insurance companies. Insurance companies, there's no face. There's no face of a person on insurance companies. But there's a face of the doctor because you guys have a doctor. So, based on data from an international healthcare survey, the United States is near the bottom of the list when it comes to public trust in the medical establishment. This is from Harvard researchers. On the other hand, they said, when asked to rate their own medical care, Americans appear to be the most satisfied. Ah, all right, so you like what we're giving you, you just don't trust us, eh? Experts said the seeming contradiction is not surprising. This was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It fits with decades of data on the Americans' public trust in on institutions in general. People hate Congress, but they like their own representatives. So what they're finding is a lot of people like their own doctor, but they don't like doctors in general. Like, people will say, oh, I don't want to live in a communist society. I like the society. I like what we're doing here, but I don't like Obama. You see what I mean? Or people will say, oh, I don't like pharmaceutical companies. I can't stand pharmaceutical companies. Oh, but I like my Viagra. Now, you know, I would say just stop doing these surveys, please. Because they don't make any sense. They say professional societies like the American Medical Association, they say seem to value doctor self-interest more than patient's well-being. I don't understand that because didn't the AMA support Obamacare? All right, that did not help doctor's self-interest at all. All right, and actually, you know what? It didn't really end up helping that many patients also. I mean, it helped those get on Medicaid, et cetera. But as a whole, we're having more people unhappy with Obamacare than happy with it. So I would not say that deduction or that conclusion that you got on the AMA is right by any means. Apparently the AMA responded saying the physician leaders of AMA adopted a new strategic vision in 2012 focused on improving health outcomes for patients, accelerating change in medical education, and shaping delivery and payment reforms to ensure physicians thrive in a sustainable and satisfying medical practices that provide high quality patient-centered care. I don't know what that means either. Apparently, for this study, the team looked at several public polls on healthcare from the past four decades. One done by a consortium of universities looked at people in 29 countries. They say United States tied for 24th place with Croatia when it came to trust in the medical profession. Overall, 58% of Americans agreed with the statements. All things considered, doctors in your country can be trusted. Now, what is it that you guys are distrusting? Let's finish with the survey, and I want to kind of dig, what is it that is making you distrust your doctor? I think I have an idea, but I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Why do you distrust your doctor or the medical profession? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say the United States, let me see, shot up to third place behind Switzerland and Denmark when people were asked to rate their last doctor visit. 56% said they were completely or very satisfied with their care. They said there was an economic divide. Only 48% of lower income Americans, family income under 30,000, gave their doctor high ratings versus 59% of people with higher income. So there was still a disparity with people who are lower income getting care and people with higher income. They said other polls show that Americans are seeing soaring healthcare costs as a huge issue in the country. And they're blaming doctors for that. Is that interesting? The high healthcare costs are blamed on doctors. They say medical leaders need to take clear stands on issues important to low-income Americans, I get that. Community health centers, partly funded by state and federal governments, provide primary care right now to 23 million Americans. I think we should have more of those centers, honestly. But I've been bringing that up, and nobody seems to care. All right, so why? What is going on? What are we looking at in terms of the distrust, okay? I mean, you know, I hear that. People are like, oh, I hate the medical profession. What do you hate about it? They're greedy. Okay. Expand, please. I mean, is that what you heard during a political pundit? I mean, was that a soundbite you heard from a politician? Okay, why are we greedy? Well, I had to pay my $15 copay. Well, that's not greed. I mean, that, you know, there's a service that the doctor is providing, and you have a contract with your insurance company. And the insurance company only wants to pay the doctor X amount, and they're sharing that cost with you. Why is the doctor greedy? Well, he won't see me unless I pay my copay. Well, the doctor needs to pay for their, you know, business. They have to pay for staff. Are you paying for the nurse that's seeing you? If you're not, you know, when you go to a grocery store and you get your milk, are they going to give you the milk? And you say, I'll pay later. No, but they're just greedy, and they're in bed with pharmaceutical companies. They're in bed with pharmaceutical companies. I have not been in bed with anybody from a pharmaceutical company. Trust me, some of them are gorgeous, but no, I'm a married woman. I am not in bed with a pharmaceutical company. I'm going to pick the medicine that works best for you, okay, because I'm a doctor. And I am not going to be able to keep my practice open or take care of other patients if I give you a medicine that's bad for you. So I'm going to pick the medicine that works. If the medicine ends up being designed by a pharmaceutical company as opposed to Lego or a shampoo product company, I am going to use a pharmaceutical company to give you that medicine. Oh, well, you and the pharmacies and the pharmaceutical companies are making these prices high. No, we're not. I have never sat in on any one of those meetings. I have absolutely no control over what your prescription is costing. I have no control. What else you got for me? Well, the colonoscopy clinic back in Vegas that had the hepatitis scare. There. I don't trust doctors because of that. Okay. We had a doctor that screwed up. That was a big, big mess up. Very, very big. All right? That marred our profession. All right? I'm sure there are car companies out there where one person in a car company, a salesman, does something, okay, that can discredit the company. I think there are fast food franchises where somebody will spit in a cup of iced tea before it gets given to the customer, all right? Do you distrust, when that happened, when that person who worked at the fast food company spit in that woman's iced tea or burger and they found it, did you distrust the company of the, I think it was McDonald's. Did you distrust the whole McDonald's? Or was it just that one person? Okay, I mean, you know, you guys have to, let's really look at this argument here. Okay? What am I doing that's distrustful? You come in having strep throat. You have exudates and pus on the throat. You're in pain. I give you a treatment for strep throat. I either test you for the strep throat or I do it just on your clinical symptoms. And I give you a treatment. I talk about the treatment. I recommend gargles. And I may even give you a gargle that helps with the pain to numb it up back there to give you some relief. You ask me for a work note or a school note. I give that to you. And you leave. What about that interaction is distrustful? I mean, when these headlines come around, I mean, it's making us look like we're sneaking into your wallet and picking your wallet or doing identity theft. Come on, people. What is so distrustful? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Over the break, somebody called about the birth control issue, the holding birth control hijack, basically hijacking the birth control until somebody comes in with a visit. All right, I get that. I'm sure a lot of you guys now have a list of things that you hate that doctors do. All right, you may dislike a lot of things we doctors do. Okay, you may dislike that we recommend a colonoscopy. You may dislike that we recommend prostate exams or mammograms. And you may dislike that we require you to come in so we can evaluate you and decide if a medicine is safe for you or a medicine is working. That still doesn't count as distrust, okay? Disliking what we do and our methods, okay? You know, like buying a car. You know, you have to, you know, get a credit report run. You may dislike that, but that doesn't mean you distrust the car company. They have to run your credit whether you like it or not. If you're going to be loaning or leasing or borrowing it. All right. With the holding the birth control hostage, I had a young girl that came in, 18 years old, that wanted to be put on birth control. And, you know, she didn't want the PAP, you know, and, you know, I don't want the PAP, and that's her choice. All right. But I want some birth control. Now, just part of my whole routine screen is I'm like, all right, you know, is there any family history of blood clots? Yeah, grandma had a blood clot. Really, grandma had a blood clot. Well, before I give you the birth control, even though there's some that may be a little safer than others, can I run a test to make sure there's not a propensity towards you having a clot? I'm fine with that. That's fine. We ran the test, and yes, she does. She has a couple areas in her coagulation pathway that would put her at risk for a blood clot. She is not supposed to be on estrogen birth control. She would have never known if that test wasn't run. She could have a DVT. She could have a blood clot later. Now, maybe she wouldn't. Maybe she would have been lucky. But when birth control is over the counter, or when you just go and randomly get birth control and, you know, don't get checked out by a doctor and screened and a history taken, etc., things like that could happen. Now, who is the first person you would blame if you do get a blood clot from the birth control? Do you blame the insurance company? Right? Do you blame the American Medical Association? Do you blame Obama or Obamacare? No, you don't. You blame the doctor and you sue the doctor. So, again, you know, when it comes to the term distrust, okay, that is, I think, a term being used a little too loosely. Are there idiots out there, right, that claim they have medical cures? Yeah, but that's in any profession. You have people that claim, oh, this is the best thing for you. Okay, there's idiots everywhere. But is the profession as a whole? Is the profession as a whole telling you that something is a cure? You know, many of you go, why the hell don't we have a cure for cancer? You guys are working with the pharmaceutical companies. You want us to come in. You want us to have cancer. That's the biggest bunch of bullcrap I ever heard. Trust me, whoever finds a cure for cancer is going to be a multi-billionaire and famous. Trust me, nobody is working in cahoots to keep this down, to keep this quiet. Okay, I've watched 24. I understand that there could be a lot of covert operations and a lot of hush-hush, but not that I've seen in the medical community. You think you've found something. You think you've figured it out. No, there's not this whole idea of hush-hush, okay? There's no meetings I go to that say everybody keeps this on the down low. Of course not, all right? What we're taught as doctors is to be open and let people know where we're at. And, again, the reason why we don't have a cure for cancer is because cancer doesn't act predictably. Cancer is chaotic. Now, there may be a predictability to the chaoticness, but cancer cells grow any which way and still stupefy us. We think you're in remission, all of a sudden here comes a cell. Okay? We could predict who will probably get cancer. We could predict that. All right? Do a lot of people want to go for pre-treatment? Do we have a pre-treatment? No, not yet. But, again, that doesn't mean you distrust. Okay, you never see the medical community say, I mean, to me, that's distressful. Oh, the medical community is saying everybody has to use this product. All right, this is the product that's going to save your life. You don't hear that, but then you get mad that we doctors don't have a cure for cancer. What do you want? You want to trust us? If you want to trust us, then we're going to tell you like it is. We're not going to lie. Now, a lot of distrust on cell phones. Apparently, there's an underwear company that wants to protect a man's jewels from cell phone radiation waves. This is interesting. It's called RadiaShield Boxers. They use silver threading to reduce radiation waves from cell phones. This is really, really interesting. Belly Armor has for years manufactured clothing to protect pregnant mothers' bellies from non-ionizing radiation from cell phones. That's really interesting. I didn't know they existed. So the Radius Shield Boxer Briefs use silver lining threaded in the crotch, which the company says will help protect their reproductive organs and maintain fertility health. According to the New York Post, they report that the sophisticated underwear was developed to address concerns raised in the American Society of Reproductive Medicine study, suggesting a correlation between active cell phone use and decreased sperm count. Apparently, they say men weren't demanding protection from their phones because they didn't know they needed it. Now they're being told, well, maybe, you know. The study used in Belly Armor is based on talk time, not men carrying cell phones in their pockets. So you wonder if this is just, you know, a scare tactic or what. But, you know, here's the thing. I'm watching these studies as they pop up on cell phone and Wi-Fi, etc. When you heard that science fair project from some high schoolers in Holland talking about how plants at certain areas away from the Wi-Fi were dead, you go, okay, something's up here. You know, you just wonder. I mean, we have radiation everywhere. And I know there's been some back and forth where some people may be getting brain tumors from their cell phones, some not. This is how I look at it. I look at it as I think everything has potential to cause cancer. And I think we all have, it's really up to our genetics, up to the luck of the draw, up to the stars aligning, whether we're going to get the cancer from the esoteric thing or not. Remember they were talking about BPA and the receipts and these receipts from your fast food, right? Like you'll get, you know, like you'll order some fast food, you'll get a receipt, etc. And then you will, unfortunately carry that BPA, and that could then affect your endocrine system, etc. Well, now they're saying they could also raise cancer. So we have a study here saying chemicals used to make these cash register receipts, those real glossy, cool-feeling receipts, could raise our risk not only of diabetes and obesity, but cancer as well. So, I mean, what, are we going to freak out about receipts? I don't handle the receipt anymore. I just kind of throw it to the side. But if the receipt can cause cancer, if there's rumors that cell phone or Wi-Fi radiation or whatnot could cause cancer, pollution could cause cancer, we're just sitting ducks no matter what. So I don't want everybody freaking out, but I would recommend using everything in caution. Don't sit there and line your bed with those receipts, okay? Don't sit there and sleep with the cell phone next to your head. Switch ears, use a handset, do everything in moderation. Microwave. I don't microwave all my food, and I don't stand in front of the microwave. I'll put something in the microwave, I'll leave, I'll walk away, I'll come back. Until we know more, just use caution and just do a little of everything. Remember we were talking about grilling food and how grilling food and the blackened char could be cancerous. All right, so we want people to grill. We don't want people to fry, but we want to be careful of cancer from grilling, but we don't want people microwaving. You know, I mean, what are you supposed to do? Just stand still and do nothing? And if you stand still and do nothing, you'll get skin cancer if you're out in the sun. This is ridiculous. And if you stand still inside, then you'll have low vitamin D. You could get cancer from that. So I think the moral of the story is everything is good for you and everything is bad for you. So then just do a little of this and a little of that, okay? A touch of this and a touch of that, right? But a lot of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOT-DAHLIA.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I hear
are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is interesting. They say vegetarians have fewer, less healthy sperm than meat eaters. Okay, you would think that eating meat, we always talk about eating meat is bad and eating vegetables is good, but they say vegetarian men may be harming their chances of conceiving children. This is a multi-year study done here in the U.S. that has revealed this. They say researchers believe the reasons may include vitamin deficiencies and the presence of female hormones in soy. And soy is very popular among vegetarians. They say, noting that Seventh-day Adventists live 10 years longer than average Americans, researchers at Loma Linda University, itself a Seventh-day Adventist institution, hypothesized that diet was a possible reason. Many of the sect followers are encouraged to go vegetarian, and most meat is considered unclean. So they looked at 443 meat eaters and 31 vegetarians and vegans before 2009-2013, initially assuming that the vegetarian sperm was going to be great, healthier, etc., contributing to the longevity of their offspring. But according to the results, it was a surprise. They found that the diet significantly affects sperm quality, and vegetarian vegan diets were associated with much lower sperm counts than omnivorous diets. Carnivorous diets are meat eater. Omnivorous, I thought, was plant. Oh. Although these people are not infertile, it is likely to play a factor in conception, particularly for couples who are trying to conceive naturally the old-fashioned way. They say vegetarians have 30% lower concentrations of sperm, 50 million per milliliter versus 70 million per milliliter. Their motility, the vitality of the sperm and how they could move, was also lower. A third of the sperm active versus 60% for meat eaters, and vegans did the worst. So maybe it's the soy. Apparently there was a study 3 years ago where they looked at soy shrinking the sperm count. There's a lot of phytoestrogen, which mimics a female hormone and impedes sperm production. They say for children who have grown up with those kinds of diets, it may have impacted sperm quality from puberty. Hard to say. A second explanation could be maybe the B12. A lot of times vitamin B12 you get from meat. Vitamin B12 helps break down estrogen, maintain a high sperm count. If you're getting less B12, then you could unfortunately have issues. Now, I usually check my B12, and my vegetarians and vegans are usually fine. But maybe less B12 could cause less sperm count. I don't know. They say you see a lot of B12 in beef and fish. So they also think maybe pesticides could also be an issue. All right? Maybe pesticides, if pesticides cause decrease fertility, and here you are eating a lot of vegetables, maybe you're getting more pesticides than a meat eater would. They say in a study by Massachusetts General Hospital, they looked at the sperm of 155 men. A quarter of the men who consumed the most fruit and vegetables with a high pesticide residue had a 70% smaller count of motile sperm and 64% smaller count of normal shaped sperm. Now, I'm not saying don't eat your vegetables. Eat your vegetables. All right? And I'm not saying don't become a vegetarian or a vegan, because Lord knows you guys are, you know, very, very healthy. I mean, there's very few reasons out there for me to say not to. I have, however, to be honest, I have had to suggest getting some more animal protein in some of my patients. I did one who had a major sleep disorder, and it worked. I had one who was having major depression, and that worked. And I'm wondering if for fertility issues, that may be another very rare reason to suggest bringing in more animal protein. And again, it doesn't have to be red meat. It could be fish, okay? I know everybody's kind of freaking out. Dr. Dahlia's telling us to eat red meat. No, I'm not. Okay, I'm just saying, you know, just kind of take a look at the situation here, okay? Now, this is very interesting. Use of anti-inflammatory drugs over the counter could ease depression. According to a new study here, over-the-counter, like, well, let me, I'm sorry, let me go down there. I'm having a freezing issue with my computer. Okay, so you take anti-inflammatory drugs like your ibuprofen, your Motrin, etc. You take it for, I don't know, bad knee, bum knee, foot pain. Maybe you take it for menstrual cramps, etc. But there's a lot of side effects with those. We worry about bleeding. We worry about gastric bleeding. We worry about ulcers. We worry about raising your blood pressure, heart conditions, etc. So it's not free of side effects. But now there's a study. It's entitled The Effect of Anti-Inflammatory Treatment on Depression, Depressive Symptoms, and Adverse Effects, that looks at how it can actually help ease the symptoms of depression. They looked at 6,200 Danish patients that had been diagnosed with depressive symptoms. The World Health Organization estimates that depression, according to Viral Global News, is one of the top conditions leading to loss of quality of life and reduced life expectancy. Also takes a major financial toll, costing U.S. businesses $23 billion a year plus in absenteeism. All right, but a lot of physical ailments trigger depression and vice versa. So researchers based at Aarhus University looked to investigate this. So they kind of did a randomized placebo trial, etc. And what they did is this was a huge study, and they found that people taking these medications obviously showed less depression. Now, that doesn't mean I want you guys to pop Motrin or anti-inflammatories, etc., and expect that to deal with your depression. You know, there are tons of things you need to do to deal with your depression. First of all, I would definitely suggest some therapy, all right? Apparently, we underuse that a lot. When it comes to therapy, there's nothing better than talking about it, figuring out why you're bothered, stop the repression or the suppression of some of your thoughts, let them surface, get it out, you feel better, you know, figure out what to do when you want to get into a rut. Some of us start to get a little moody. What could we do? Let's take a hot bath. Let's go for a walk. Let's watch a movie. So let's listen to some music. How do you get yourself out of a rut? There's things you need to do. Okay? And that is a very, very a practical way to deal with it. But then we also have medications. We've talked about some of the medications that help increase your, serotonin. We talked about medications that increase your dopamine, etc. And, and we talked about avoiding alcohol, avoiding high carbs and sugars, avoiding lack of sleep, avoiding distant family. I'm joking. So, we'll talk more about depression. We do a lot. I want to get to some other news stories. But, it's interesting to see how there's that connection. Okay, alcohol having another surprising benefit. This is interesting. Alcohol may help your memory, not hurt your memory, but help your memory. Researchers from the University of Texas Medical Branch at Galveston found that light to moderate amounts of alcohol consumption were associated with better performance on tests of episodic memory than other people in the age group. They looked at 660 patients, looked at their data, their drinking habits, medical histories, genetic disease risk, etc., and they completed a battery of cognitive and memory tests. They found that drinking just one or two alcoholic drinks per day was associated with the larger hippocampus. The hippocampus is the part of the brain that works on episodic memory, where you could recall details of specific events. And then they found that in animals, moderate alcohol consumption helped preserve the hippocampus by promoting new cell growth in the part of the brain vital to memory skills. You know, we talked about alcohol and people thinking it killed memory cells. Now they're saying it may help grow. Now, I'm not saying go and drink alcohol. We'll talk about this more throughout the month. But, an alcohol abuse, no, that's bad. All right? But maybe a little bit. Everything in moderation. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.